You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung out and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
There we go. It's Thursday. That means you're one day closer to the weekend. The Eddie Scazzeri science is a great thing. I do agree. I disagree with Mike Francesa. What's up there, Al Dukes?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I got to tell you, the overnight callers, you know, they're, and this has happened no matter who is hosting, they're like clockwork.
A lot of times, yes.
And
yes.
For example, when
very
I
routine.
Hear, yeah, when I hear Mitchell and Fort Lee on the air.
Oh, I don't know that one.
He's the very last caller every show. When I hear him come on the air, I go, okay, time for me to go to the bathroom, get my hot water with honey, because I've only got a few moments before you and I come on the air. So thank you, Mitchell and Fort Lee. When I hear your voice, I go, uh-oh.
I know Stuart in Brooklyn's like that, too, right around 3:05 every day.
Yeah, so you can, you have to, they become part of your routine.
It's kind of like us. We know what light we're going to hit at the exact same time every morning when
we drive
to work.
Absolutely.
They make the same call at the same time.
Yep. Listen, that's humans are a scheduled group by nature.
Very much so.
I believe so. I read something on the Twitter this morning that both, and I guess this was discussed on Evan and Tiki yesterday, but McMonagle also agreed, and I was very puzzled.
Okay.
That two people would agree with this. Both Evan and McMonagle want baseball stadiums to stay open an extra hour than they already do so that you can really enjoy the ballpark when the game's over because the games are too short now. Baseball games.
They are a lot quicker than they used to be. I would like them to stay open. I wouldn't say an extra hour, but I've always said when we go to games and like during the week, you know my routine when we go to a game. Ninth, top of the ninth inning, we go to
even the rotunda.
Yes, but we watch from the top of the stairs from behind the first level seating near the exit that's closest to the car because as soon as that final out is recorded, we're gone. Because I got to be the first one to the car because otherwise I won't get home I'll lose an hour.
Yeah.
But on the weekends when we go, I like to sit there when the game's over, let the stadium clear out, let some traffic go. Then I know I'm going to sit in the parking lot for a little while. But they, let's go, got to get out, let's
go. They try to throw you out.
Can you give me 20 minutes? I don't need an hour. But if you gave me an extra 30 minutes, like as soon as the final out's recorded, that to me would be fair.
So how about this?
We can do it for an hour. What are you doing there?
Weekend day games, keep it open longer.
Fair.
And weeknights, get out.
That's fine. That's, everybody's got to get home on a weeknight.
I leave everything early now. Like, I'm not, I go to a Bruce Springsteen concert, I'm out.
You know, it's interesting because I didn't
early.
See you in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday.
Yeah, I leave early. I gotta, Jerry, I got to beat traffic. I like, leave every place
there's
early.
There's nothing worse than just sitting there. And I always wonder, like, I've been in parking lots where, you know, you wait, you play till the end. And you sit there like, this is going to take 4 hours because there's two exits and 5,000 cars. And it's amazing to me, actually, once it gets moving, how quickly it does go. Now, it does take an hour. I'm not saying it doesn't. But like I remember I did the Cowboys and Eagles this year for Compass Media Networks, and that place was packed. So we did the post-game show, which was short, and then we went and had a little bit of a meal. So like, all right, let's go to the car. I'm like, nah, you guys got to give it more time. And Michelle's like, no, it's probably okay. We go outside. Everybody's gone. Like within 40 minutes, everybody was gone. It was mind-blowing, actually.
Boomer's talked about this for a few years when he was doing Monday Night Football because he would experience this. He'd do the Monday night game and then have to get back here to be on the air at 6. So he was wanting to get out of there as fast as possible. And he made a great point. You know, we build all these stadiums with all of these entrances and exits to make traffic less of a problem. And yet we always close them.
Right.
Like we funnel the exit to one or two exits. Mm-hmm. Why?
In a lot of cases,
open
that's true.
It up.
I don't know. I do not know the answer to that.
I also don't wonder, it's like when you're in traffic and you'll be like, wherever, you choose your road, LIE, Turnpike, Parkway. And it's slow, slow, slow. Then all of a sudden it opens up. And like you don't know.
Well, you don't know why this slowdown happened.
But don't you want to see the beginning? Like what is causing the holdup?
Sure.
If you get there and there's no accident.
Sometimes it can be as simple as someone jamming on the brakes by mistake. And all of a sudden, then the guy behind him has to stop short. The guy behind him, and it kind of funnels all the way back. And it can really snarl traffic for a short time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be in a helicopter. But I'd like to go up with one of the traffic helicopter people one day. Just to see where is it starting?
Mm-hmm.
Where is all this chaos beginning?
You know where it usually starts? Orange cones.
That is a good point.
They start closing down lanes.
Orange cones. Oh. Orange cones.
Big orange cone.
Jerry.
That was a band, was it not?
That was a cover band in New Jersey. Big orange cone.
How about that?
Yeah. There's a lot of orange cones around WFAN today. They're shooting a CBS series called FBI.
Yeah, it's a good show. I don't know if you've ever... Well, you don't have TV.
It's actually
a very good show. I haven't seen a million of those episodes, but I've seen probably 7 or 8 of them. It's good.
You ever recognize our buildings in any of these shows? Because they're always shooting down here.
No, I haven't. But I will be looking for... I'll tell you what I'll be looking for. My car is parked near some cones on the proper side of the street.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for my car.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, me too. I parked right in front of you, Jerry.
Yeah. But I don't think where we parked, we're in the epicenter of where they're shooting. I think they're shooting right by our building.
Yeah, I believe they are as well.
That's what it looks like to me.
In more Evan and Tiki news.
Wow.
Yeah, this is two
stories.
They're
making news?
They're making news. I saw
they quit.
I saw a photograph of a Evan book signing in Staten Island
yesterday.
And
he was taking Tiki with him.
Nice crowd.
Well, like he said, I'm bringing Tiki with me to make sure people show up.
That's fair to say that, but I will tell you, the overwhelming majority of people were in Mets colors.
That's
and
awesome.
Mets gear.
Good for Evan.
So that is really cool.
That is very cool. That's one thing you're always concerned about.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm doing a book signing. 4 people show
that
up.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree.
The old Howard Stern show, way back in the day, used to send camera crews to book signings to see how bad they were, and they'd send Stuttering John. There'd be no one there, so they had to take Stuttering John's questions because no one else was interested. So embarrassing.
And yet when Stern does a book a couple times, the lines are around the block.
They were around the block.
Which is amazing.
So Evan had a nice in-between there. I don't think they were around the block, but it was more crowded than I would have guessed.
Mm.
So good for you.
Yeah, I wonder if Beningo ever did a book signing.
I bet he did.
He did. Russo did a book.
Why don't we do a book,
right,
Jerry?
Didn't Russo do a book? I think he did. I know Joe did the whole rules of being a fan or whatever. I think Russo did a book,
Russo did a book about great games or something in
New
York.
Maybe, something like that.
You and I need a book, Jerry.
I'll do a book.
Just so we could do book signings.
Done. Where? Bradley Beach?
Yeah. What we do is the key thing to do is do book signings at small independent bookstores so that it looks like a lot
so
of people.
So if 12 people show
in,
up, we're doing good.
Like Evan was at a Barnes & Noble. Mm. That's a big store.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
You got to get a lot of people
Evan's
in there.
Evan's making some coin.
I guess so.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Jerry, the Yankees lost last night to the very lowly Marlins. You can't win every game.
No.
That is true. But I saw a couple things here. One, Aaron Judge struck out with the bases loaded to end the game. Flied out. Good point.
Your guy, Emmanuel Babari, was on the call last night.
Is that right?
Yep. He apparently got, what's his name, fired.
Justin Shackle. Shackle. Good for him.
My time to shine.
Right. That's one of my clients, Jerry, as you know.
I see you went to work fast.
I'm now a sports agent. And Emmanuel Babari is one of my only clients.
Yeah.
But Judge flies out. I did see Sal Licata. In that ninth inning, Juan Soto took a walk.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this? Sal says, in that position, Yankees down, you're Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Can you take a walk there, or should you be swinging the bat?
Well, I didn't see the at-bat. I'd have to go see the at-bat if there were hittable pitches. If he's taking, you know, if he's 2-0 and he takes a fastball down the middle of the plate, I'd be ticked off. This is what Juan Soto is, though. Like, anybody that thinks that he's going to change the way he plays, you know, one thing, if you listen to Brandon every day like I do, before he even got here, he would talk about Juan Soto being an on-base guy. He's going to do everything he can to get on base. I'd have to go look at the at-bat to answer that question. I don't know the answer to it.
Maybe we'll study that during the break, Jerry.
I can look at it for sure.
And break it down.
Although I was quite ticked off with my MLB.TV app today.
What happened?
A million commercials. Yeah. I ain't paying $27 goddamn dollars a month to have four commercials before. Play the video. That annoyed me.
If I'm paying for a service.
God.
Do not give me commercials.
And it's been good. Al, it has been phenomenal. I don't know why this morning I get hit with a Home Depot commercial, a Cadet lawnmower commercial, something. Oh, God. I almost threw the mouse out. Ugh.
This is the trade-off. You get a free show, free high-quality program like Al and Jerry. You get a couple commercials. If you're paying big bucks, there should be no commercials, Jerry.
Yeah.
I did also.
Let me just tell you this real quick. So I'm just looking at the at-bat on the pitch.
With the pictures of where the pitches went?
Yes.
Okay.
He did swing twice.
Ooh.
So it's not like he takes ball one up and away. I'm sorry. Oh, he didn't. You know what? I take it back. He didn't swing once.
He didn't swing the bat?
No.
Juan Soto.
Strike looking. Ooh. Ball borderline. Another ball, 3-1. He takes a strike. Now, I didn't see it. I'm going to watch the at-bat during the break. It looks like it's a pretty good pitch to hit.
Yeah.
And then he takes ball four, so he didn't even swing. That's interesting.
We're paying you the big bucks. Swing the bat.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand. And he's the tying run in that spot. I understand. Wow.
Aaron Boone got tossed last night.
Love it.
First time of the season.
Love it. That umpire was crap last night.
Here's what I don't like, though.
Okay.
So it's a bad pitch to Alex Verdugo.
Yes. Now, just give some context to it. In the fourth inning, he struck out on a pitch that was 6 inches off the plate.
A called
third strike. That wasn't even close to a strike.
Okay.
So for context, Verdugo already struck out on a terrible pitch that the umpire calls strike three. Boone says something, lets it go, and tells Verdugo, get him next time, essentially. And that was it. Didn't really yell, scream too much. Then you go to the seventh inning, and you can pick up the story now.
Well, again, he gets a called strike.
Yeah, it was like the first pitch or the second pitch of the at-bat, yeah.
And Boone was yelling from the dugout,
mm-hmm.
to which the umpire then threw him out. But then Boone is then allowed to walk onto the field to argue with the umpire? That doesn't seem right. That should be a suspension.
Then change the rule. I love it. Matter of fact, punch him in the face.
They're not going to change, Jerry. They're not going to allow managers to come onto the field, punch the umpire in the face.
I'm kidding, of course. But I do like Paul O'Neill's take on this. This was on Amazon Prime last night. The game wasn't on, yes. This was Paul O'Neill.
And Boone said he's trying to cut down on the ejections this year.
You know what? Every once in a while, maybe you should eject the umpire right back at him.
I agree. How about you go out and say, you're out of here because you suck.
So allow a manager to have authority every once in a while to throw an umpire out.
I'm telling you, Al, the worst part of this is, like, you know when an umpire is bad, but that damn box on the screen makes it worse. It's one thing when they're borderline calls, but when they are so far out of the zone and you see them calling strikes, and I understand be consistent both ways, fine. But the strikeout in the fourth inning, I'm not saying the Yankees were going to come back and win the game by any stretch. But the Marlins are up 4-0. You got two guys on, and you call strike three on a pitch that's not close to a strike. Could be game-changing. If Verdugo actually walks or gets the next pitch and drives it for a W, you got a new game. It's just they change the game, and that box is a killer. It really is, because it shows you how off they are.
And then so when Aaron Boone gets tossed, the manager then has to be the bench coach.
Correct.
It just seems like it must be so easy to be a manager during the game because Boone gets tossed. He just casually walks over to the bench coach, hands them the lineup. The dude takes it, just slides it in his back pocket like we're not, this ain't going to affect us at all.
The only thing it affects is pitching changes, really. And if you're going to pinch it for a guy. I mean, the game plan's in. The guys are doing what they have to do. And you got Aaron Judge up with the bases loaded. If Aaron Judge hits a home run or a double, it's a different story this morning.
Is Aaron Boone able to text the bench coach?
My guess is they probably do. My guess is it's also probably not allowed.
So it's probably hidden.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know. Let me ask you this. I know you don't watch a lot of games these days, but have you ever in your time watching a game over the last 10 years, have you ever seen a manager take out their phone?
I haven't.
Me neither. So I don't know that they do or they don't. Now, you can walk inside in between innings. You can go into the clubhouse, I guess, and have a conversation,
well,
I suppose.
True.
But I've never seen anybody. The only time I've seen anybody with a phone in a baseball game, I don't know if it was a college player or it was a rookie in the big leagues. They slid. I think it might have been a Pittsburgh Pirate rookie. He slid into third base. He had his phone in his back pocket and it popped out.
I think you're correct. I think it was a Pirates rookie.
I don't. Yeah, that seems vaguely familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see phones in the dugouts.
Unfortunately,
aside from
no.
The red bat phone when you call the bullpen.
What about iPads? Do they have iPads like
they
NFL
have
teams?
Yeah, well, they have iPads that look at the pitching and the at bats.
Maybe they could do iMessage on that.
You could. Yeah, you could do that. You could also do Google texting if you needed
Google
to.
Google texting, yeah.
So I suppose that's possible, but I would think it's illegal too. But I don't know.
Yeah, I just think if you get thrown out of the game and you are in the dugout when you get thrown out, you should not be able to be allowed on the field.
Go get in that guy's face, especially when he sucks. I love Aaron Boone for that. Like, if I played for him, I would love him as my manager. You really want your manager to be like, well, I'm out. All right. Good luck, guys. I was just thrown out. Have a good day. Even though that pitch was terrible and he's killing us.
No, I wouldn't like that.
No, you wouldn't. You want him fighting for you.
Yeah. I always go back, though, to Bill Belichick, who doesn't ever seem to get angry, but I think I prefer the angry coach.
He gets angry more than you think. He does.
Yeah?
Belichick, yes. It's. I just don't think it's as... I think if you looked up Bill Belichick outbursts on YouTube, I think you'd find more than you think.
Like on the sideline?
Yeah.
Yelling at refs,
yep,
you think?
I do. Yeah, I think you'll find more than you think.
I know I've seen Tom Brady throwing stuff around on the side. On the sideline.
He's broken the tablets.
He has many times.
Yeah.
Bounced the tablet right there, Jerry.
Hmm.